T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got 3 wideouts right side. Now the snap. Josh looks to the end zone. Fires. Caught. Touchdown, Buffalo. Gabriel Davis. Touchdown, Buffalo. It's a ball game now. It is a ball game.
Ball game on tap tomorrow night. It is Football Friday here on WGR. We are excited. Of course, we'll have the game here with Murph and Eric Wood and Sal Capaccio. On the network television call, it is Ian Eagle for CBS. And he is joining us right now on the Wester Hotline. Ian, it is Howard and Jeremy. Once again, thank you for giving us some time and being generous enough to come on the show. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
You know, we have a thing here we do, Ian, called Stat of the Day. We come up with what we find is an interesting stat every day on the show. And I might actually make you the Stat of the Day. Stat of the Day, this will be the coldest football game you've ever called, right?
I would agree. I had a game in Chicago that was pretty rough. It was a Westwood One game. One of them was with Boomer Esiason, I remember, and he was nice enough to go out and buy some winter gear because it was a little bit unexpected. And that's the closest thing that I could come to what we're about to experience on Saturday. But what I've noticed is everybody wants to chime in. Everybody has an opinion on how to stay warm in these situations. And it's been very random. Like, people checking in, texting, emailing, calling. And all it does is just psych you out mentally. Like, it really wasn't even on my radar. Monday, Tuesday, I'm like, it's fine. And then Wednesday morning, I woke up in a panic for some reason. I was like, let me Google, how do you stay warm in Arctic conditions? And my results provided very little insight, to be perfectly
correct. My email inbox is, hey, I work on a freighter in the Arctic on an ice-breaking ship. Here's what I do. And I think, oh, man, this sounds intense.
Yes. Rub monkey grease all over your body 4 hours prior, but then reapply at halftime. It's been very odd. Obviously, the main point of view is the football game, but we know that the elements will play a big role, and that's what made that first meeting so memorable. I think everybody just got sucked into the drama and the theater of how that game went based on the wind in Western New York.
You know, we've had you on before. We had you on before this earlier in this season, and you've always talked to us about how you enjoy working the Bills games. Added bonus, the first home playoff game with full fans in 25 years, right? And I think that's, you know, and it's New England on top of that. So I think you're going to get a pretty good feel for some, even though they'll be cold, if a cold buzz is the same as a good buzz, there's going to be a buzz and some energy in that stadium tomorrow night.
Yeah, and look, you guys have lived through it. We're in some tough times in certain pockets of the country with Omicron and how that's reemerged and affected some lives. But to think what has happened in 1 year's time, when we got this assignment a year ago with the Bills and the Indianapolis Colts, I can't tell you how thrilled I was that there were going to be any fans in attendance. Was it 3,500? Was it 10? I don't
it's
even
like
remember
60,
the number.
65, 6,700 or so,
6,700. And our whole crew was giddy at the idea that there would be natural sound at the game, that we weren't going to have to play some sweetener life soundtrack that was going to provide us with a little bit of what a football game is supposed to sound like. So now, fast forward a year later, the fact that we're going to have a packed house in the stadium, Bills fans have been waiting for this time. And, by the way, you have a great team. There's a chance this team could go on an extended run and could win the whole thing. In this strange, unpredictable NFL season, I would be looking at the Bills, and I would say, why not? Why not Buffalo? The balance on this team, what they provide, the dynamic offense, Josh Allen in particular, and defensively, while you know the one area of defense was exposed in the first meeting between these two teams, they make up for it in a lot of really strong areas defensively to be number one in the league in total defense, number one in the league in scoring defense. Yeah, those things don't happen by accident. It's a really strong unit and excellent chemistry. More than anything else to me, that's what stands out about this group. There's a trust. It's not necessarily big name after big name after big name. It's just the collective group together that has developed into one of the best defenses in the league.
Ian, when we talk about a playoff game, you know, anything can happen. And I'm trying to think if there's any single individual. You know, most of the time we talk about it with a player. But he is just say his name, and no one can get comfortable about what to think of the game. And that's Bill Belichick, right? Like you say, it's a Belichick game, and any fan base would probably say, like, okay. I mean, I don't know what to expect, but I expect it to be a tough one.
Yeah, we talked to him yesterday in our production meeting, which had gone all Zoom about 3 weeks ago. We made the shift. We were still doing some of these meetings in person, and then at that point, I think when COVID hit the NFL hard, team to team to team, we made the adjustment. We went back to the model that we were using last year. So you sit down with Bill, and you wonder, all right, what are you going to get? Well, normally, you don't get a whole lot that's going to pertain to the game. He's not going to give you the secrets. He's not going to tell you the game plan. But if you ask good questions, you will get well-thought-out answers. And for Bill, there are times where he'll take it in a different direction based on those questions. So a few of them that I had that I thought pertained to the game, just cold conditions and how you prepare your team for that, he didn't really get too in-depth about it. But there were some other stuff that certainly resonated with him, and I think it's more the consistency of this group. That's the one area that they've tried to figure out throughout the season. He thinks this team, this Patriot team, at times, different points in the season, have done everything that they've asked of them. They've executed at a high level. Their operation has been good, all three phases. Special teams is really important to them, as you know. And then there are stretches where they just couldn't sustain it. And we saw that even last week against Miami. And that's what gives Patriot fans some pause this year. The variance was so wide with this group. Slow start, won seven in a row, got to number one in the AFC, hitting the bye week, and then they lose three of four to end the season. So which team are we going to see? Mm-hmm. Mac Jones is a rookie quarterback dealing with cold weather, and if you can think about how many emails you've gotten and I've gotten, think about what he's getting. Like everybody's coming out of the woodwork. Mac, you got to do this, you got to do that. We talked to Mac. He said he's got a plan with the equipment manager. They feel good about it. He's gone out there a few times this week, tried to just throw every day. He said any day that was tough weather, bad conditions, even if they didn't practice in it, which they normally do, that's what Bill does, he would go out and throw in it just to try to get muscle memory in those moments. So everybody's going to deal with it. And Micah Hyde, who we talked to earlier in the week, you know, I thought to myself, all right, if there's a guy prepared for cold, it's Micah Hyde. He's from Ohio. He went to Iowa. Yeah. He started his career with Green Bay. He's now a Bill. His answer was, I hate the cold. I've always hated the cold. He goes, I still hate the cold. I hated it as a kid. I hated it as an adult. And I was like, well, why didn't you sign with Miami? That might have made a lot more sense. But he's got the right attitude, and everybody's just got to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I mean, a lot of the Bills players were asked earlier in the week, when we first knew it was going to be that cold. The whole part of hating it is it doesn't necessarily allow you for your full athletic abilities to be in play. Again, now the equalizer is everybody's dealing with the same thing, but you know, maybe you don't, you know, you can't do the things you would normally do because the cold is impacting it, but again, everybody's dealing with it. So
yeah, and I think if you talk to any professional athlete, they'll tell you that the mental part of this plays such a large role. If there's anything that's weighing on your mind, if there's anything that's taking the place of what you're supposed to be focused on, that's a problem. And look, it's good fodder during the week, and we talk about it, and the newspapers build it up. And it is pretty amazing how that has an effect on a football game. No other sport can you really say consistently where the elements can affect the game in that manner. But once you get to the game, no one is going to care. Like, the asterisk is not in play here. Dan Fouts, who I worked with for 10 years, and I love the guy, truly one of my best friends. He's such a great person, terrific broadcaster. If you brought up that Cincinnati-San Diego playoff game, it eats away at him. He recognizes that for his career, that could have changed something. He's a Hall of Fame player. You know, if you're of a certain age group, Dan Fouts was the man. The guy was slinging the ball all over the field at a time that just didn't happen in the NFL. But that game in Cincinnati, if it goes a different way, if it's a little bit warmer, if it wasn't the coldest day of the year at that point, maybe the Chargers are in the Super Bowl. Maybe they beat San Francisco, and maybe Dan Fouts is a Super Bowl champion. So it does have an effect.
Hey, Ian, before we let you go, you're knee-deep in Bills and Patriots, of course, which is a really intriguing matchup for a number of reasons. Is there another game, or are there other games this weekend that you find the most interesting on the wild card schedule?
I'm just curious about Dallas-San Francisco. I'm very curious to see if Dallas can actually get something rolling here. This was obviously a breakthrough season for them offensively to not just put a lot of points on the board, rack up a lot of yards, which they've done in the past, but win games, and win games fairly consistently, and a healthy Dak Prescott. San Francisco, Jimmy Garoppolo, a lot of people want to run him out of town. The guy wins. He finds ways. He's been clutch. We know what happened in the Super Bowl. I think that sticks with him, and that's part of the perception and persona that he brings. But watching the 49ers, they're not where they are today without Jimmy. If they went full Trey Lance this year, they're probably not a playoff team in my mind. So, yeah, that's one that I'm curious about to see if one of those two teams can actually make some noise in the NFC.
Well, enjoy your experience, however it all plays out. Enjoy the game, and again, thank you for being generous with us with your time.
No, always enjoy it, guys. I'm sure it's just going to be one of those special weekends in Western New York, and thrilled to be heading there, even with the Arctic temperatures. this is what you get excited about. This is the payoff for a long season to have these kind of moments and scenes, and to be up in Buffalo is a real treat.
Well, listen, if you need to stay warm before the game, I will get you Jeremy's location of his camper in the camper lot, and he has heat, so you can go warm up real quick in there.
We got fire pits. We're going to have propane towers.
You can
have all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is a game changer for me. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
There's one thing you'll say about this fan base. They are prepared for this. You know, true. Like the number of people that do hunt or fish. And people are ready for this kind of environment.
Is there any way to get a live feed of the game? I mean, live, so I can just call it from there.
There you go, off a monitor.
That would be a nice option.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would Jeremy,
anyone
work
know?
On that.
Unfortunately, it is a few seconds behind because we have sometimes been outside and you hear the roar before you hear what happens on the television. So.
What happened? Oh! Yeah. Yeah, a lot of that.
That could hamper your broadcast, Ian.
All right, so maybe I'll just stick with the original plan.
Yeah, that's all right. It's safer. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
Ian Eagle, love him. Him and he and Charles Davis will be on the CBS call of the game tomorrow night from Highmark Stadium.
Just another Syracuse Newhouse.
Yeah, I should have pointed that out.
I didn't,
One of many great Syracuse grads. And his son does a nice job, too. I think they're doing another Nickelodeon game. I believe Noah is on the call for that. I thought he did a really nice job on the Saints-Bears game last year that he had. Connected with our fans.
Can I read you a couple of, as we connected, emails from people that lead Algonquin bird tours?
Huh?
It's like what Ian was saying. Like,
oh, you're getting
my
all the
email inbox, yeah. Howard, is full of people that, oh, hey, by the way, love the show. I regularly lead Algonquin Park bird watching tours where it's minus 25.
I was in Antarctica on a work assignment for 2 weeks once.
Yeah. Tom tweeted in about that, about how his phone does work in those temperatures, but his tripod snapped in the cold once. So, like, wow. If you I've got emails from all different walks of life, all walks, though, that are literally living outside. Like, hey, I just got back from Everest. Here's what
okay, that's
got to
be colder
camp.
Than being at Highmark Stadium tomorrow night, I think.
You know, I actually yesterday found myself reading blogs of people climbing Everest on how to keep your hands warm.
Yeah.
Like, it's colder there.
It is,
but
right.
I thought, like,
I would
you know,
think, yeah.
If they're prepared.
You'll be all right. Let me grab a call. We'll get connected with our fans. 803-0550 to join us. Chris in Hamburg, thanks for holding on. Welcome to Football Friday.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I pop over on WEEI, the Greg Hill Show, every once in a while just to, you know, see what they're talking about.
Just to bang your head into a wall.
It's laughable. I mean, again, I thought we as Buffalo fans could be pretty thin-skinned sometimes, but, man, they are just in denial over there. They're like, I mean, they're, again, we still could possibly lose the game, of course, but they are absolutely certain, or at least trying to convince themselves that they're going to win this game hands down, and that what they're really making fun of are, you know, they were talking about how many tickets were available, and they're like, oh, mate, these Bills fans, you know, they claim that they're such tough weather fans, and all these tickets are available. There's some 50-yard line seats available, and you know what? Basically, calling us whips and pansies. So, but they claim that they're going to be coming en masse tomorrow,
right,
to take over the stadium, and that you know, that basically, again, just really, really ranking on the Bills fans, you know, for selling their tickets, and that it's you know, I just. Again, you want to reach through the phone and, you know, grab somebody. But anyways, yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny, you know, listening to them, you know, on their end.
Right. Claim that they're going to come. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's going to be like 50% Patriots fans in the stadium tomorrow
definitely,
night, probably.
Definitely
it's just going to be – they'll be like Leaf fans at a Sabres game. They're going to take over the stadium. That's why I can't – you know, it's funny. There, I get to a certain point. I'll listen or watch lots of different things, even if I don't think I'm going to like them. Someone tweeted me again yesterday. One of our listeners tweeted me again yesterday and suggested I watch whatever specific episode is out now of Man in the Arena, right? Isn't that the name of the Brady 10-part
series? Yeah, episode what, 9?
9, I think it is, right.
Yeah.
But why he left and the end of the relationship or something like that. And I tweeted the person back and said, I cannot bring myself to do that. I will try many different things, also for the good of the show, because we talk about everything on the show, right? I am not watching Man in the Arena. I wouldn't go near a Boston media outlet this week. I would never listen to one of the radio stations this week because, honestly, I would be too angry. I mean, it would make me so annoyed to hear the crap that they spew in that town on those stations. That's why if the Bills win tomorrow night, the second and third word in my first thought will be you Patriots.
You know, true story here. So earlier this week, Monday, when we were talking about the forecast, we talked about one New England forecaster who had it as really cold. I think he put it at
And I was yelling and screaming because I thought he was nuts.
He put it at 8 degrees, and we thought, like, no one else seems to be thinking it's going to be 8 degrees, like maybe 17.
Right.
And the social media director of that station asked me via DM if they could use our audio on their news. Like, they wanted to make fun of us daring question the Monday forecast from this meteorologist, and like, I mean, really? Like, this is what we're at.
They have to be beaten.
We're so sorry that we didn't understand that this person had the forecast correct. Like, it is honestly a 27-36 hour window of frigid temperatures. It's not going to last very long.
So I got
if
a
it
question.
Were today, it's 30 degrees outside. If it were Sunday, it'll be creeping back up. So I mean. Sorry. I don't know.
How long did it have to go before Patriots fans would actually admit the Bills are good? How many more if the Bills win tomorrow night, is that enough? At any how long does it have to before they go and say, "Hey, you know what? The whole Big Brother, you guys are all right."
7 Super Bowls.
Ugh.
Right? Like they're
well, okay, I'm not going to hold my breath on that one.
I mean, just like why would you expect anything less from a Patriots fan?
Come on.
Anyway,
it's like the end of the Bad News Bears movie. Did you ever see the original one, the old Bad News Bears movie with Walter Matthau as the manager, where they lose to the Yankees, and the Yankees, they're the bullies. They rub their faces in and all that. And the Bad News Bears, they lose in the championship, but they play them tough. It goes right down to the end of the game. And the Yankees are like, basically, you guys are all right. Yeah. You know, like, what do we say about the Bears, fellas? Like, just admit it at some point, please.
I think the whole, you know, tickets are available thing is really funny. Everybody just take a breath and relax. I don't think that, like, lay it out here. Say it out loud. Oh, so there are some tickets available that were already sold once to be sold a second time, and that price is not all that high for a game that is outdoors without any shelter in sub-zero temperatures on a Saturday night on 6 days' notice.
Yep.
And you're mad that it doesn't cost enough to go to that?
Mm-hmm.
It should cost more. What? It should cost more?
Because that means you're not dedicated since it doesn't cost more.
You know, like, it's one of these things where you can have somebody try to make fun of that. I'm sorry, this is a Boston person claiming that we're losers because we can afford to go to football games? Burn, right? Like, I did. Someone sent me a clip, and it's the stuff that we would throw shade and throw trash at Carolina because it's fun to do, and we have some fun, so they can have fun with it. That's fine. But, you know, $26, that's how much a ticket is for the Mud Hens game tomorrow. I'm thinking, congratulations? Like, who wins in that scenario?
Right.
You're cooler because your AAA baseball team is $26, and we're going to – man.
By the way, way to merge the Mud Hens in. Nice touch.
Well, I mean, like, I'm supposed to feel bad because I can get a season ticket to an NFL game for $500. Ooh, man.
Well, it's not
sick burn. I feel terrible about it.
It's the leap that you make when you say because the secondary market is at 40 and not 140, that means it's not a true fan base.
I know.
Like, how do you get from A to B? I mean, it just – are you this fan base that kept going to games for a 17-year playoff drought? And you're going to say, well, you know, they really don't care about their team, obviously. They're only selling secondary tickets for $40.
Yep.
17 years.
How about if this game had been picked – this is a good point from Nick, who just tweeted me. How about if this game had been picked for the Monday night game?
Oh, God.
The snow.
Oh, that's right. We would have 10-plus inches.
10-plus inches of snow.
Ugh. Thank you, Lord.
Honestly – that'd be worse.
Yes, it would be.
I'd rather have this than 10 inches of snow.
Yeah, that would be good for television purposes. They'd probably like the scene, but no thanks.
I mean, if it's 10 inches, it's comically
bad. No thanks.
Bad.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. Yeah, then we'd be dealing with they're going to run the ball 40 times. 803-0550 to join us. If you're on hold, hang on. We do have some lines open if you want to get in and talk all things Bills, Patriots, as we get you ready for the matchup tomorrow night. It is Football Friday on WGR, which, of course, will continue at 10 with the Extra Point Show from Sal and Joe. Football Friday is brought to you by Buffalo-style chicken logs from Original Pizza Logs, official finger food of the Buffalo Bills, and by Corona Hard Seltzer, official seltzer of the Buffalo Bills.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Snap. Josh fakes a handoff, sets up the throw, got a man wide open, caught at the 14-yard line, Dawson Knox inside the 5, headed to the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo! On 4th and 2, they throw a strike, a touchdown pass, Josh Allen to Dawson Knox.
Football Friday rolling along. We're going to get some calls here. Also, we got someone tweeted us a little clip from another tweet about all the fans that are flying up to Buffalo for the game tomorrow. The tweet says, with all the complaints about ticket sales, etc., I just want to mention my flight is filled with Bills fans, filled So of all of us coming back to Buffalo from down south are either crazy stupid or, well, crazy stupid. little bit of a temperature change from down south if you're coming home for this game here tomorrow night. Hey, for over 50 years, Value Home Centers has served the do-it-yourselfer. Value is conveniently located in your neighborhood, and each store has a hardworking and talented team ready to help you with your next project. Shop in-store or online today. Let their experts help you find the products you need from the brands you trust. Whatever you're working on this year, Value is ready to help. Visit valuehomecenters.com to find a location near you. We'll get connected with our fans, and we'll go to Mike over in Riverside. You're on WGR on Football Friday. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, I'm the idiot that called and said Kansas City and Pittsburgh was going to win a couple days ago. Well, anyways, the reason that I'm calling is I was listening to the NFL Network just before I called you guys, and they were talking to Merrill Hodge, and he mentioned that the only way the Buffalo Bills can win is if Josh Allen is phenomenal. He says, we don't have anyone else to lean on. Nobody. He didn't talk about our receivers. He didn't talk about the way that Devin Singletary has been running.
Right.
He didn't talk about our defense being the number one defense in the league. But yet he talked about Pittsburgh having a chance to win. And Philadelphia having a chance to win because of their offense, because of their running game. But yet the Bills, he says, we're not going to go anywhere in the playoffs because we only have one person to lean on. That's a big joke.
Well, in Pittsburgh, they have nobody to lean on, by the way, on offense. So whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe he hasn't seen the Bills play.
I'll take your word for him saying it. I think sometimes what this gets to is reputation. You know, like we talked about this a couple weeks back where – if Pittsburgh commits a penalty or gets a personal foul, like, wow, uncharacteristic penalty for Mike Tomlin. They do it all the time. Same with Bill Belichick. This team never beats itself. Yes, they do. They have a few times this year. Block, uncharacteristic. They make mistakes too. And Pittsburgh, like Pittsburgh's in the playoffs, and you'll have people think that they, well, it's because they run the ball really well and they have a good defense. Neither. They're terrible at running the ball.
Right.
And their defense is about average and is the worst in the league against the run, too. It's like Pittsburgh, if you just blind, you could walk up to a, again, I don't know about Merrill Hodge. If you said that, I'll take your word for it. But if I want to be an NFL analyst, I walk into a television studio like, all right, hit it, cameras on. I'll tell you, Pittsburgh, you know, they run and they stop the run. And everyone's going to be like, that's probably right. That's probably true. That's who Pittsburgh is.
Right.
They don't do either of those things.
And they get to the quarterback. Well, it's Pittsburgh. They must get to the quarterback.
Well, T.J. Watt gets to the quarterback.
Yes, he does. That's
so
true.
It's a lot of reputation. You know, there's a piece today in The Ringer about Belichick and all the things he's going to do, and Belichick always has a plan. And you know who else has a plan? Sean McDermott. Like, it's not one coach that plans here. Both coaches do plan. Sean McDermott's plan has been better than Bill Belichick's plan three of the last four times, arguably four out of four. That's why he got so upset when, you know, they lost to the Patriots in the Monday night game, and he said, don't give them too much credit. Like, we probably should have won.
Yeah, I think that's what's nice. Mike, thanks for your call. I think one of the things that's nice about this team, and again, I didn't hear what he said either, so whatever, is the ability to have some balance, the ability that if the offense has a bad quarter or a bad half, it doesn't necessarily kill you, that you have a defense that is good enough to pretty much keep you in every game. And your special teams are good. Again, I don't know how it'll be tomorrow night with its stupid cold, but your special teams are good. And your coaches are good. Your head coach knows what he's doing. Your offensive coordinator, your defensive coordinator. It's a knowledgeable coaching staff. So the whole thing about, you've got Diggs, you've got deep receivers. Look, the Bills can't run the ball. All right, fine. Since week 10, they're sixth in the league in rushing yards per game. If you think that's not necessarily the stat and you like yards per carry, they're third in yards per carry. Yes, that's with Josh Allen being unleashed. I know that. But Singletary, of course, is playing his best football of the season. The offensive line is blocking better. Ryan Bates has been a nice addition. So if you're going to make that statement, I don't think you're watching their games.
Well, I mean, the Chiefs, they're Patrick Mahomes. If Mahomes doesn't carry them, who will? I mean, do Hill and Kelsey count?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so Diggs doesn't count?
Right.
Like, Hill and Kelsey can't do it without Mahomes. Okay, Aaron Rodgers. Without him, do they have anything else? Well, they have Devontae Adams. Again, like, so the weapons for other teams' passing games count, but this...
Yeah, it's weird.
It's very weird. It's this, you know, if Allen doesn't have a good passing day, it might be tough. It really might be tough, but they've won on days where he's not had a good passing day. So I don't know. Like it reminds me of there was a year or two where the Sabres. Take you back in time here.
Yeah,
the Sabres were actually kind of good. Remember the year when Miller won the Vezina Trophy? The Sabres were good.
Yeah,
and they did score, and they had a good defense. They had a pretty good, solid team of good players. And I remember every single broadcast was like, "Well, Ryan Miller is really carrying this team to success." And we'd say, like, "I mean, Thomas Vanek's pretty good. Derek Roy's having a really good year. It's not. I mean, yes, he might be their most important player, and that's Allen. He's definitely their most important player, but there are other pieces on this team that are a big reason that they are a success.
Right.
Whether that's Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, you know, Tre'Davious White before he gets injured, Matt Milano, Ed Oliver, Diggs, Sanders, Beasley. Anyway, they're not a one-man show.
But no,
that
I was
one, but when
the,
that
the
one man turns into a one-man show,
yeah,
he can be pretty darn good.
But it's funny when you talk about Pittsburgh and you want to talk about if they have a shot. What's one of the things you will say is, well, they got T.J. Watt, and he alone is a destructive force, and he can screw up Mahomes and the entire Chiefs offense all by himself. And if he doesn't, you know, they have two guys you'd worry about on defense, T.J. Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick. Here, okay, there is no T.J. Watt here. There's no question about it. But again, I think one of the strengths of this team is the depth of their defense, the ability for different guys to contribute on the line and multiple linebackers and the whole secondary, and they're holding up without Trey White and all this stuff. They don't rely on having one stud, having Matthew Judon. If Matthew Judon is kept in check, which the Bills did the last time they played New England in Foxborough, that's a big problem for New England's defense. I'm not going to say they live and die on one guy, but if you want to worry about one guy on defense for New England, you better make sure Judon does not disrupt this game tomorrow night. And if you do that, it's a big help. That's a big help for the Bills offense. All right, we'll get a break in. If you're on hold, hang on. If we don't get you, stay tight because sideline guy is sitting across the table from me, and Joe's going to be in too, and the Extra Point Show is coming up at 10 o'clock. We have another segment, though, so don't go anywhere. It is Football Friday, WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
It's maybe splitting hairs, but we are always on time when we're late. You always play that late for the break liner in Extendo. I look up at the clock and go, 51 or 52, book it. We are always on time when we're late for the break. Hey, by the way, our thanks to Value Home Centers for the this is a special playoff edition of our show, by the way, on the Facebook page, the WGR Facebook page. It is brought to you by Value Home Centers, your hometown team. You can catch the Afternoon Boys, 4 to 6. Thank you, Sal. 4 to 6. For Shope and the Bulldog, also on the WGR Facebook page.
Ooh, maybe you'll get an appearance from Fred from Bulldog's
Fred
dog.
The dog? Nice.
Yeah, Fred might show up.
He's got a long way to go to top your twins.
Yeah.
You know, that was a pretty prime appearance.
Real quick, also, thank you to Brayton Wilson. It's official. He tweeted it out yesterday.
Yeah.
Brayton's done with us. He cited irreconcilable differences with Howard.
Just hey!
Brayton's taking a reporting role at WBEN.
Yes.
And meanwhile, we got to have him on at some point as a guest because he thinks the Sabres should tank for 2 years.
I got to be honest with you.
Gosh.
I wasn't really happy with that second season idea.
I know.
Like,
I told him, like, it's all you, man. The torch has been passed. I got.
Did he walk in here and pull the "it's not you, it's me"? Is that what he said?
Yeah. That's right. To me.
Right.
I think he said something about, you know, Jeremy no longer in studio. It really affected him. He misses you in person.
Yeah.
And it crushed him for you not
you
to be here.
And you're swearing all the time and you're just abuse. Yeah.
Do people know, I mean, Brayton, to come up from Springville for a morning show.
At that hour? Yeah.
For so many years. Just what a trooper. So he's been amazing for us, and we all wish him the best at WBE. And, of course, we're still working with him in our building.
Stat of the day, Jeremy, I think I've got this right. Of all the producers we've had in 17 years, he was with us the longest. Hmm. I think he would have beat out Collar, right? I think Matthew.
Nobody likes working with you guys.
We've gone through. We could do. You ready? Name all our producers.
You couldn't even do it.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
All right.
Full time.
Brayton, Matthew, Dan Hager, Dan Fisher, Dan Cave, Josh Gregory. No. Josh Richter. Mm-hmm. I'm missing. Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Dan Cave, Josh Richter, Somebody else in the early years. I'm missing somebody. Oh, Scott Wilson.
Scott Wilson.
Okay.
That's everybody,
you
right?
You guys are old and been on the air a long time, because I've been here over 10 years now, and I do not recognize a couple of these names.
Yeah. Is that everybody?
Maybe.
I think so. Scott Wilson.
17 years.
And the Brewski bits.
Yeah.
Those were awesome.
What was I going to say? I forget. It's not important.
You got like 10 seconds to figure it out.
True or false, I saw this tweet and I thought it was kind of funny. We can all kind of laugh at it. We'll laugh and then we'll just kind of slink away. True or false, the psyche of this entire city and fan base rests on tomorrow night's game.
True.
True.
Yeah, true.
It's.
I know it does for me.
100% true.
It's. I mean,
yeah.
It's more than a game. It's more than just one
game. I mean, I said to my wife, Sunday is going to, if they don't do this, Sunday is not going to be nice.
Sunday? Yep. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I know that, but when you wake up Sunday and you're watching football and you're thinking about it and you're reflecting, and I don't know, like, and I'm not getting into all the, what are we doing with it? Is there media availability, locker clean out, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, no.
Because everything just changes.
I thought about that too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I honestly thought I would be so upset, I would not want to watch any of the playoff games on Sunday.
I agree.
Have to, it's our job.
Yep.
But I would have no desire to see football at all on Sunday. None. So, good luck.
Yeah, so hey, good luck, everybody.
Hey, have fun staying warm there.
Good luck to them, too. We're all in it together. So I'll see you tomorrow at the stadium.
Yeah, I will. I'll keep a seat warm for you, but you'll keep one for me, actually. You'll keep one for me before I get there.
Did you hear the big news that Murph?
Yeah, I did.
No window open until the game. So, like, for pregame, we are good to go up there in the broadcast booth.
And then they have space heaters anyway. They got them up there.
But still, I was worried about pregame.
Yeah, I get you. You're right. You're good. So you can hang out there for a little bit. Well, you guys know my plan B, right? My plan B, if I get too cold, I'm going to the radio booth, baby.
Nobody would know.
Last year we did it like that because of the away games. I'm really not planning on that. I'm just saying that there is an option to go there and it's an easy access. But I gotta do my job. I gotta stay on the field and tell everybody what's going on. So I'm getting ready.
Way to suck it up for the team, buddy.
There you go.
All right, I'll have my space heater on in the basement. Everybody enjoy the show. The Extra Point Show is on the way, and Monday morning, let's hope we're talking about the Bills in the next round of the playoffs. Have a good weekend.
Let's hope.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.